So welcome back to the 12 Days of Podcast from Family Seasons Podcast. Thank you so much for listening throughout these 12 days. So far, we've had an awesome opportunity to share about, you know, the Christmas holiday season. We're talking about spending time with families. We've talked about budgeting. We've also talked about other things such as seasonal affective disorder that seems to impact the lives of so many people during this particular season. So I hope that you are truly enjoying getting this wealth of information during this podcast series. For today, we're actually going to include two prior episodes from the second season, 2021, where we're talking about spending time with family, and we're also discussing creating new traditions. So you'll hear two episodes in this particular one that I think will truly bless your life. It gives you some ideas on just how to create lasting memories with your family. Thank you once again for listening to Family Seasons Podcast. We truly appreciate you, and just know that you are always on our mind. Have an amazing day. The family traditions, I started out by asking my daughters just some of the things that they know we do each year, if not every year, just about every year. And I want to know, because I think about it, there are things that we as children did, you know, when I was growing up, there were things, you know, my mom and dad we always have fruit baskets. And my mom would always bake, you know, certain goodies and things, you know, the night before Christmas. So those are traditions that we've always, you know, that I had, and that even it continues now. Not so much with the fruit basket, but definitely other things that we do. And so right now I want to introduce my daughter, Jazlyn Cager, as she's going to come on, and we're going to just talk about a few holiday traditions. So welcome, Jazz.
Hi.
Well, Jazz, as I told them that when I asked both you and Zariah about some of the traditions that we do each year, what are some of the things that you can just share with our listeners that we do as just fun things each year or just about every year to just celebrate, to slow down and be able to really spend quality time with one another? What's a couple of those things?
Well, I know that we make reindeer food that we put out the night before Christmas on the doorstep. I know we always see Christmas lights.
Right.
We almost always build a gingerbread house.
Last year we did something a little bit more fun with the gingerbread house. We actually had gingerbread
competition,
and so that was a lot of fun. Christmas Eve we got together, and we were at my sister's house, and it was about three different groups, where each group had a gingerbread house, and they had to. Build that gingerbread house, decorate it, and it was just a lot of fun, a lot of laughing. And so that's something there. And we just used the store-bought gingerbread houses. I don't think they were edible afterwards, but nevertheless, it was a fun idea. You mentioned the reindeer food. I know when my kids were younger, they started out from daycare, they would get the little recipe, or they would even bring home the little bag of reindeer food. And basically, in the reindeer food, we would include what? Like oatmeal,
sugar,
coconut, what else? Sometimes you could put raisins,
yeah.
Just anything to make it fun. But they started out, like I say, they got the idea from daycare, and we actually have done it every year. Even as they've gotten older, you know, they understand and they know about the reindeer and such, but nevertheless, it's still just something fun. So that might be an idea that you all want to, you know, to start doing, is just making reindeer food and sprinkling out, you know, on the sidewalk or, you know, somewhere, so that when Santa and his reindeer show up, the reindeer will have something to eat. Speaking of Santa, and this is if you're into this, and this is, you know, I realize not all families are, but if we're just talking about traditional Christmas, then of course we're talking about, you know, a lot of times we include Santa. And so and I believe that's a personal preference. If you want your children to believe in Santa or not, that's definitely up to you. I am not I don't have an opinion about that one way or the other. But if you're doing Santa, then, you know, was it the cookies and milk? Putting
yes.
The cookies and milk out. You're right.
Yes.
What's some of the other things?
Writing letters to Santa.
Writing a letter to Santa. And not always just a letter where you're just begging for things, but basically, that's pretty much what it is, where
yeah.
the kids are
like
just putting
a wish list.
Okay, so writing a letter to Santa. What's some of the other things? Watching Christmas movies.
Yes,
you know, I know on Freeform, there are like 25 days of Christmas movies. And so you can Google that and find that online, where every day there's like a new Christmas movie that comes out, a different Christmas movie, not new, but something different. And so maybe that, and while you're sitting there, maybe you have a pajama night, right?
Yes.
Doing pajamas. I know some families, and I think it's really neat. We have not done this yet, but some families, they do have their pajama night on Christmas Eve. And so everyone is dressed in the same pajamas. They're doing movies and hot cocoa and fun foods and all of that, games and such. So those are other traditions. What about reading books? Reading like the night before Christmas?
Yes. When I was younger, we did that.
Right.
Like with Zariah, I would read to her sometimes a book.
Exactly. Oh, another thing also, you know, still talking about reading books, you know, going to the library or even downloading books, and there are audio books. So you can, I know that How the Grinch Stole Christmas with Walter Matthau. I know that's a really neat one to listen to. A Christmas Carol on Audible. That's a really neat idea. And so maybe just kind of building a fireplace, you know, building a fire and kind of, you know, sitting around a fireplace and listening to it, or even, you know, having someone read it. But nevertheless, just spending that quality time together. Let's see. What else can you think of about, Jazz?
I said seeing Christmas lights.
Yeah, that's a big one, especially right now, because we are in a pandemic and, you know, we're not always right now. We're not necessarily comfortable. Not all of us are comfortable with getting out and doing certain things, but you know, getting in the car and just going through neighborhoods, looking at really neat Christmas lights. We've always done that. We grew up doing that. We would turn our house into just a Christmas spectacle ourselves. And so families would come by and look at our lights. And speaking of that, we actually still decorate outdoors. So that's something that we do. We decorate our home outdoors. We put our lights out. And so we do that for families that are going to be passing through, and so that they can see Christmas lights. So, so Christmas lights, can you think of anything else, Jazz? What about ornaments? You know, making special ornaments.
Like painting ornaments and things.
Exactly. I know, like when you all were in school, you all would really create fun
ornaments,
bring them home. And if your kids are not, you know, in school right now, there are still so many places where you can basically just, you know, come up with a Christmas ornament, DIY, and let the kids, you know, let them hang it on the tree. Just as long as you all are feeling connected, you're spending that quality time together. Once again, these are just things that we think will just really help create those family traditions, where, trust me, those children, your family will remember it forever. As I said, I can still remember just getting those fruit baskets every year. You know, that's something really huge. Another thing, some of the other things that you can do, as we mentioned, writing a letter to Santa. Oh, I know, the advent calendar. Now, we didn't always do that, but here lately I have started out, you know, getting the advent calendars with the 24 days of different activities. That is a really neat and fun thing. And so you can pick those up. I actually picked up a couple of them from World Market. And, you know, we'll be doing that this year. Even the team that I have, my newsletter team, I actually gave everyone an advent calendar. So that's something that we'll be able to do. Basically, these are just ideas, and what we're hoping is that you will just find some kind of way of spending quality time with your families. It might be baking. It might just be, you know, sitting up, you know, telling Christmas stories or going over some of your traditions that you all did when you were younger. What we just are encouraging is that you just spend a quality time together, right?
Yes.
Exactly. So I hope you found these to be some really great ideas. Of course, you can always Google holiday traditions. And, you know, there's, you know, thank goodness for Google. You can, you know, look those up, go to Pinterest. There are great ideas on there. And just whatever you do, just have fun, just relax. Try not to get overworked or overwhelmed with what's going on this holiday season, but just to spend time in that moment, you know, enjoying your children, enjoying your family, not focusing on the things that you don't have or wish you had, but just creating those memories, because trust me, those will last a lifetime. I don't remember everything that I received, you know, as a kid. You know, my daughters don't remember everything they received for Christmas, but they do remember the time that we've spent together. They remember putting on their pajamas and going around looking at Christmas lights and, you know, just having fun. So this is the first day of the 12 Days of Podcast Holiday Traditions. I'm super excited about every day bringing you a different topic. We're excited. Share this podcast, you know, let us know maybe other topics so that next year we'll, you know, be more specific. But nevertheless, you can find me at CoachTia.com. I will actually list these podcasts on the website. So in case you've missed any, you can find them there. You can also find us on Anchor, Google, iHeart, Spotify, Amazon Radio, just everywhere. iTunes, we're out there. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, and on Twitter. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate all that you're doing. And remember, my goal truly is to help your family win. Your family deserves to win. Thank you so much. Want to tell them bye, Jazz?
Bye.
Goodbye. So welcome back to a brand new podcast episode of Family Seasons by Coach Tia and the special edition of the 12 Days of Podcast. In this day 11 of 12, my youngest daughter and I, Zariah, we're going to come to you with our favorite or our top 10 things that we think you can do as a family to just make your holiday season a lot more enjoyable and just something that you all can do as a family to create memories and basically just to have fun. So as I said, it's the top 10 things. And of course, Pinterest has a list of so many other great ideas, but these are just things that we think will be a lot of fun. And some of these things we've actually tried or we do them each year, so they're part of our tradition. But nevertheless, we just want you all to have fun, to continue listening to these podcasts, this one and all the other ones. Please go to the 12daysofpodcast.com. We are also now on YouTube, so there's a YouTube channel, and that we're just hoping we'll continue to build that YouTube channel. But for right now, we're going to get into our top 10 things that we think will make Christmas a lot more fun. So number one is to decorate the house for Christmas. If you haven't done so, you still have a little time to just take things, even things that you might already have, to just take them and decorate the house for Christmas. Number two,
paint Christmas trees and decorate ornaments.
Yeah, so you can paint Christmas trees, and that means you can cut out little Christmas trees on just regular paper or decorate ornaments that you can add to your tree. Just basically, we're just trying to give you some ideas of things that you can do, possibly using the things that you already have at home. Number three.
Snowball fights with marshmallows.
That's right, a snowball fight with marshmallows. You know, here in Texas, we don't have a lot of snow, and definitely for Christmas, there's not much snow that comes around, but of course, you know, Zariah came up with the idea of doing a snowball fight with marshmallows, especially like the big marshmallows, Zariah?
Yeah.
Exactly. Also, I've been seeing some of the marshmallow kits in the store, actually some of the snowball kits in the store. But if you don't have that, just use what you have and have a snowball fight with marshmallows. Number four, I highly encourage, and this is something that we need to do more of, is to take plenty of fun family pictures with your phone. You don't have to have a fancy camera, but you could just have your regular phone and take your pictures and make funny faces. You know, just have a lot of fun. There's so many different filters out there that you can use. You'll have these pictures, you know, in your memories. You'll be able to, you know, if you want to print them out and just, you know, always have them with you. I guess it doesn't really matter, just as long as you spend time, you know, taking those pictures, capturing those moments. Number five, of course, I still love to do this, is to go and look at Christmas decorations in the neighborhood. I love going to look at the decorations, going to, you know, maybe putting on your pajamas and just kind of driving through other neighborhoods just to see how they've decorated their house. Number six.
Gingerbread house competition.
Oh yeah, this is one of Raya's favorite things. We had a gingerbread house competition last year, where the men got together with the kids, and I mean the competition just got fierce. It was so much fun. You know, they were creative. They just, you know, did so many great things with the gingerbread houses. So that's always a neat idea. And basically, I think we just picked up the gingerbread houses at, you know, maybe at Target or Walmart or something for $7 or $8. And, you know, each team had their own gingerbread house. And basically, the most creative one, they won. And so that's a really neat idea. What about number seven?
Game night.
Have a game night.
You can play Uno, you can play Monopoly, you can play games that you come up with. You know, you can play, can you think of any games that you can play? I'm just trying to think of something that you can play. There are charades. There's just a lot of different things you can come up with. Just, you know, be creative. You know, you can Google, go to Pinterest, look up Christmas games, Christmas family games. And, of course, they have plenty of ideas. So those are just a couple of things that we can think of when it comes down to game night. Whatever it is, just make it fun. You know, put out a few appetizers. You know, maybe, you know, something favorite, fun Christmas music, and just enjoy your family. Number 8, hot cocoa in a movie. Oh, yeah, that's fun. So what if you have a family tradition of watching some type of movie? But, you know, hey, this is a great time to do it. Put on some, get some hot cocoa. And right now they have these hot cocoa bombs. You can look those up. I know we're going to be doing that for a Christmas party that we're having. And so just that Zariah will be having with her Girl Scout group virtually. So she's going to lead them into making these hot cocoa bombs. So look that up and see exactly how fun and easy that is to make. Number 9. Now, Zariah absolutely loves to bake. She loves baking. So number 9 is perfect for her.
Bake Christmas goodies.
And share them. That's right. So bake Christmas goodies. You know, what Christmas cookies? What are some of the other things people can bake, Zariah?
Homemade gingerbread.
What about Christmas cakes? You can do cupcakes. Mm-hmm. What about
sugar cookies?
What's some of the other things that people can make and be able to share? What about candy? Fun candies. It's a lot of different things out there. Just you know, it just whatever it is, just bake goodies and share them. Share them with somebody that maybe lives, you know, in your neighborhood, or maybe with someone you know that doesn't have anyone in their home to do any baking or something. But just share with everyone. And so, and then number 10, which kind of falls right into what we were saying about sharing, is what's number 10, Zariah?
Making Christmas cards and donates to shelters and elderly homes.
Exactly. Make Christmas cards. And you can make Christmas cards. It doesn't have to be fancy or anything, but just you can either buy them or make them. But nevertheless, you're just sharing in the love. And so we hope that these top 10 ideas are just some things that you can, that just really a start to making Christmas a very special time for you and your family and for those that are around you. So thank you so much for joining me, Zariah.
You're welcome.
All right. You all have a Merry Christmas. Thank you.